This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In the years running up to the 2020 election, there was a lot of discontent within the leftist base, the leftist mob. But only to a certain point. The Democrats, after all, figured out that they could not control Antifa. Antifa doesn't like them either, really. They just happen to do some of the stuff the Democrats want done. But they wanted their base simmering, just short of a boil, but ready at the moment's notice to goose step off to action when it, wherever needed. And it was a delicate line they walked. They needed people mad without inspiring violence that could be blamed on them. They had to avoid creating another James Hodgkinson. And now their objective has changed slightly. Democrats appear to be doing all they can to provoke violence against their own, absolutely anything for the cause, anything. Now, what do I mean by provoke? Well, I firmly believe that the left-wing establishment would like nothing better than one of their own coming under some form of violent attack by someone they can accuse of being a right-winger. Now, for those of us in the gun advocacy, right, we sit here and we understand how that happens, because that's always, every time there's a rampage shooting, we are reminded that, we're reminded that it's a, you know, it's a right winger, although it never turns out to be a right winger, but we are reminded that it is a right winger that is a problem. And that in and of itself should be a tell. But it isn't. Now, I don't know how else to explain the continued attacks on anything and everything that hold, that the right holds dear. Joe Biden ran on being president of all Americans and has since set about to divide by race, gender, and political ideology. It is downright evil, to be honest. And what the left is doing, all of the left, is the equivalent of getting in the faces of people and yelling, "Go ahead and hit me." Anybody, not, you know, not fully a leftist, is denounced as the cause of all the problems in the world, and which have generally been caused by leftist politicians and their policies. MSNBC convened panels to discuss how Republicans tried to murder everybody in government on January the 6th and killed more people in than 9/11 in the process and wanted nothing more than to destroy the country. That's nowhere close to reality. And the latter is a feature of the left, but they say it with a straight face and a sense of urgency as if to provoke a response. And that response is, by necessity, some left-wing nutball going berserk. Because nobody else is watching MSNBC. And then they go after somebody with impure thoughts. They're throwing matches in a pack of smokes in a room full of gas. And the Democrats don't seem to care who might get hurt on this one. And they're pushed to activate their base to inspire violence against them. They brought members of their own army of flying monkeys closer to that precipice with a member of their own party than they've succeeded with normal people. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, a Democrat, who's been verbally harassed at least twice so far, once in the bathroom and the other on a plane. Both times by illegal aliens demanding citizenship. Well, cuz they demand it. Now, I don't have a problem loading them into a catapult and showing them what violence is. Just fling them. Let them go, you know? But this is also why I'm not a senator or elected anything. I don't hold any office. So, to her credit, Sinema hasn't responded in a rude way or any way at all. And she's mostly ignored these rude piles of garbage invading her personal space. And someone, probably soon, will not ignore these people invading their personal space, accusing them of being monsters or any number of other lies leftists are spewing, seemingly to provoke at this point. Someone will take the government overreach, the infringement of rights, those accusations of treason, the indefinite imprisonment of people for trespassing, the weaponization of the FBI to help implement racist teaching in public schools. All this is going to be taken to heart, and you're simply not going to see them roll their eyes over this. They're going to take it to heart, and they're going to act. And we shouldn't want that to happen. Not because I care about the leftists, but I want to vanquish them. I want to vanquish them and their ideas. And it's a little bit like the whole Jedi Knight thing. Striking out against them makes them stronger than you can believe. Anything from deviates from that would only serve to help the left. And what they're doing right now is basically committing suicide. And we should be letting them commit suicide. We shouldn't give them any distractions from their own failures. Modern progressives are in a different position than they were back in Germany in 1933. The Nazis burned down the Reichstag to create a need for a power grab. There's too much surveillance going on for them to get away with that today, but they still want the same end of results, so they're poking the bear. Any bear, that's you. They're poking you to get you to strike back, and any reaction would be betrayed as the latest example of a pattern, which will include January 6th and be used to justify the consolidation of power around them that will be used to negate elections. And the more people that see of the Democrats, the less they want of them. Simple fact. Simple fact. I want to take this moment because, well, they're going to be listening right about now. And I'm going to start doing this. I need to do this more often. I really do. I need to show my appreciation for those affiliates that carry the show. WYSL out of Rochester. 10:40 a.m. They have joined the Lock and Load fold. And they're listening right now. And I mean, that audience up there, that is a great audience. As every audience is that takes this show, I appreciate each and every one of you. But WYSL, I called my man, Mr. Savage, and had a little chat with him, and here we are. Welcome, WYSL. It's time you became a ninja. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, I mentioned WYSL in Rochester, New York, and this one's for you guys. I mean, and this is at the same time quite topical for us right now. Here we have Rochester, New York Mayor Lovely Warren, a proud member of the Bloomberg, they should just call it the Bloomberg Organization, the Moms Demand Attention and the Mayors Against Guns. She took a plea deal in recent days. Her crime? Well, she possessed illegal guns and violated campaign finance law. So as part of the deal, she will resign and avoid prison. Now, unlike the little people who go to jail over illegal weapons charges and campaign finance law violations, Mayor Warren simply has to resign her elected office, a job she was about to leave anyway, to stay out of the slammer. I guess it's good to be a member of the ruling class. Democrats once considered Warren a rising star in New York State politics with national office potential. So is there something? Listen, is there something in New York about Democrats and politicians? Or are they just all crooks? I don't know. They with proclivities that we can't really explain. New York Times has the story. Lovely Warren, the embattled Democratic mayor of Rochester, New York, agreed to resign on Monday as part of a plea deal on several state criminal charges, capping a swift and staggering fall for a politician once considered a rising star in the state Democratic Party. The plea deal in Monroe County Court resolves two separate state cases against Mrs. Warren, one arising from campaign finance violations and another that included gun and child endangerment charges that Ms. Warren and her estranged husband faced. Her resignation is effective December 1st, just a month before she would have left office, having lost a June primary for a third term, to Malik Evans, a city councilman. Last October, she was indicted by a grand jury in Monroe County on two campaign finance charges related to her 2017 re-election campaign, involving her office campaign fund and a political action committee. Just like an alcoholic who points fingers of blame in every direction except her own, Warren claims that all of this was just due to a vast right-wing conspiracy to break her. And we get this. In a news conference after her husband's May arrest, Ms. Warren said she was the victim of a conspiracy, engineered in part by the county prosecutor to discredit her on the eve of the Democratic primary. People will try anything to break me. I hear this kind of delusion from time to time. I mean, when you get out there and you think I'm just so important and I'm so vital and they're coming to take me away. Ha ha. So, you can count the lovely Ms. Warren as yet another elected corruptocrat who works to keep the little people disarmed and helpless while violating the very gun laws she advocates. Same as it ever was. Now, in other news recently, and I've talked about this a little bit, and I'm going to keep talking about this, because apparently, if you are a consenting adult and you consent to have a gunfight with another consenting adult in Chicago, that is referred to you as mutual combat, and nobody gets charged. The cops can be there. They can have their GoPros out and, you know, be filming it and everything else, taking bets, whatever they're going to do, surveilling. And then the Soros-backed prosecutor, which is a common denominator in these big blue cities, they're going to come out, and they're going to find some creative way not to charge somebody. Like mutual combat. Now, this wouldn't be so bad, except these guys are making life untenable in the cities. Now, the problem is they want to make life untenable. You know, Soros backs people that live in the rural areas. They're trying to make life untenable. They're actually trying to engineer life, make it untenable to where people will move to the cities. This is not working. This is not working. You cannot have this kind of soft-on-crime approach and expect it to work. Crime goes, it's evil. Crime is evil. This isn't something profound. I didn't just come up with this. For these guys, though, it's like a new revelation. Crime is evil, dudes. Really? So, the question becomes whether this is intentional or incidental. So, then the question becomes, is Soros an idiot, or is he, Dr. Evil from the Austin Powers movies? Is he a supervillain of some sort? I have a little trouble thinking that it's, there's some people that say, well, they don't think that far enough ahead. And I agree with them, they don't think that far ahead. But then at the same time, as somebody who does a lot of social engineering as much as he can with his money, it's hard not to sit back and say, I know that they do things to drive up gun crime, as they call it, so that they can try to drive up some gun control. Unfortunately, that doesn't work. Not for them. It's unfortunate for them. For me, it's great because I just sit back and say, hey, why are you guys not getting this? Why do you think that more crime is going to make people want? Well, they believe everybody's a coward. That's what it is. And that's because they project the way they look at crime. I mean, they're cowards. They're not going to face anybody. Fox's refusal to prosecute anybody is not going to be good. That is not going to be good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
September's wage gains provided more fuel for the argument that the current pace of inflation could run longer than many economists anticipate. Average hourly earnings rose 0.6% for the month, making the year over average increase 4.6%. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration expects that inflation will be temporary.
We, of course, have seen and from outside experts, including the Federal Reserve, OECD, and others, that their expectation is that these inflation rises will be transitory, that they will come back down next year.
Republicans contend Americans are suffering due to inflation, which is due to the Democrats continuing to spend money on their agenda. The U.S. Postal Service says December 17th is the deadline to get letters, greeting cards, and small first-class packages sent in time for Christmas. USA Radio News. After saying in December 2020 that he would not be in favor of mask mandates, President Biden is changing his tune.
President Biden making another pitch to get American workers vaccinated, visiting a factory in the Chicago area to promote his COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It applies to companies with 100 or more employees, and he does concede,
I know the vaccination requirements are a tough medicine. I'm popular with some, politics for others, but they're life-saving. They're game-changing for our country.
The federal rule is pending, but some big companies have already gone ahead with vaccine requirements. Filing from our New England Bureau, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk saying at his annual shareholder meeting that Tesla is moving their headquarters from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas. Musk saying the move is in response to the rising cost of living in the Bay Area. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. And, you know, while you haven't been able to tell this from the mainstream press, the mainstream fake stream media, the rampage killings, at least as most people think of them, they're not happening with the rapid fire frequency that we've seen in the past, no pun intended. I don't really understand why. Nobody has a clue why, and as of yet, nobody seems to have tackled this one. And since the media seems thoroughly uninterested in reporting actual numbers, we're not likely to see them look deeper into the numbers. And no one would believe me if I took that long to look into it myself. But on Wednesday, we had a near rampage shooting, which took place in Arlington, Texas high school. Four people were injured and the suspect was arrested. At least four were injured in this shooting Wednesday at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas. The suspect is in custody and is being questioned by investigators. And here's what we know about this so far. So at around 9:15 local time, a.m., the Arlington Police Department responded to reports of shots fired inside the high school. At this moment, I don't know, and it hasn't been put out, what directly led to the shooting. But police say there was a confrontation beforehand. I have read that a lot of people bullied this kid and some other stuff, but, I mean, you know, that's first information coming out. I'm still waiting for corroboration. Arlington police said in a statement the incident occurred in a classroom on the second floor of the school. Investigators believe a physical fight broke out just prior to the shooting. This was not a random act of violence and was committed by a student who was in a fight and drew a weapon. This according to Arlington Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby. After the shooting, responding officers determined the suspect left the school and there was no longer an active threat inside the building. And the suspect turned himself in later in the day without incident. Now, some in social media immediately tried to blame the new constitutional carry law in Texas. And what they miss is that this is still an 18-year-old carrying a firearm in a high school. So there's no part of that that I just described that was actually legal. Texas does allow campus carry, but on college campuses, not high schools, because the people that are on high school campuses, the students there, are not old enough to do it. 18 is too young to carry a firearm without a permit under Texas constitutional carry law. That limit is 21. So, in other words, the suspect was in no way carrying a firearm lawfully, so blaming a law that supposedly enabled him to carry is probably about as stupid as anything else you'd care to concoct. But this doesn't fit the typical mold of what we think of as a school shooting, and not just because no one was killed. This was a result of an altercation. So in other words, there was a fight and somebody pulled out a gun and started shooting. Most legitimate school shootings, when you think of the rampage killer, the Adam Lanza, Virginia Tech type shooter, which Adam Lanza didn't shoot at Virginia Tech, but you get what I'm saying, is not a result of an altercation. They go in, they have an agenda to meet. So, these are not spur-of-the-moment decisions. And the shooter plans them out in advance and brings the gun with the intention of driving up the body count as high as possible. And this didn't happen here. Not that this is somehow better. It's still ridiculous. And the alleged shooter is still a jackwagon. He's just a different flavor of jackwagon. Then there's the ethnicity of the shooter. Mass rampage killings are typically carried out by Caucasians. We have here a black 18-year-old male, which tripped up more than a few people who decided to make race a talking point before they knew the facts. Whoops. So I'm sure this will spur debate for the next few weeks to some degree. Some will continue to use this to try and strike down constitutional carry in the state, oblivious to just how little that law had to do with what happened. In fact, it had nothing to do with it. Others will find other uses for it, but at the end of the day, this really won't prove what they think it'll prove. Either way, I do sincerely hope that all of these that were injured in the shooting have a quick and speedy recovery. I just wish that we didn't have to look at the political ramifications of some dipstick being stupid. But this is the world we live in. The other thing that it also demonstrates, and this is something that, you know, some schools have embraced this and some have not. If somebody wants to bring a gun into the school, they're going to do it. They're going to bring it in to the school. It's going to get into the school. Okay? There's just not enough things you can put in place and screen everybody coming into the school. Just isn't done. Even if you did manage to do it, there's still, because there's schools, there's certain things you can't do in schools. Although they should be doing them anyway. But the one thing that you could do that most school districts are not going to do, unfortunately, is you could let the teachers be armed. Now, this particular shooter, in this case, he obviously did not have an agenda. He obviously didn't have the typical rampage shooter mentality of I'm going to show him. Although we'll see. I'm sure there's details that are going to come out because he was captured alive, and we'll hear about it as it presses on. But at this moment, as we're looking at some of this stuff, the other thing that impresses me is the fact that only four got shot and they were only injured is incredible stupid luck. We shouldn't be sitting back going, hey, high five, yeah, yeah. We should not be doing that. Not at all. We should not be doing that. School shootings. These are the one things I've had discussions with people. When I'm riding around, I have a weapon on me. I have spare ammo on me. Thankfully, I don't have a child in school now. And I say that for a lot of different reasons. My youngest is 30 years old. And I don't have to worry about that anymore. But I do have grandchildren that are being homeschooled, thankfully, for a lot of other reasons that I'm not going to mention here. But, you look at these things and you say to yourself, how do you protect against something like this when the prevailing law regime or rules regime within the schools is based upon ignorance? To where they think you can say, it's a gun-free zone, you can't bring a gun. We have two resource officers here. They're spread out all over the campus. We got this covered. Yeah, they're spread out. They're spread out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In the last 2 years, the American gun-owning public has changed a little bit. And it has changed, in my view, for the better.
More affordable than you might think.
Is it? So, let me explain what I mean by that. The American gun-owning public has become more diverse. And that is a plus. Right now, at this point in 2021, and I talked about this in Gun Owners News Hour, for those of you who may be hearing this again, if it's in the same locale. Nearly 14 million gun sale background checks have been conducted this year to date. And that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So as a more diverse group of Americans buy guns, we're seeing them come into our tent from diverse racial and socioeconomic backgrounds. Now, for gun control interests, this is unsettling. Because they'll tell you that if you are for gun rights, you're racist, misogynist, a few other gists. For them, this is very problematic, and it's doing two things. First of all, women, I believe black women are the biggest segment of the new gun-buying public. And I'm all on board for that one. I think women should be carrying guns. I think women should be doing things. like this. Should be learning self-defense with a weapon. Should be. The good thing about carrying a gun is that when you start down that path, you become more aware of what's going on around you. Awareness means you see the trouble before it happens. Seeing the trouble before it happens. And I mean, I have not yet met a... And here's what it boils down to. This becomes a moral question for you. If you see a situation developing in most states, definitely within mine, there is no legal compelling reason for you to intervene in a crime occurring to someone else. If you make that choice to intervene, you had better know who is the victim and who is the perpetrator of the crime. If you get it wrong, you're in big, big trouble if you get it wrong. If you employ lethal force and you get it wrong, it's bad. It's really, really bad. So, what I'm saying is that most people who train to be gunfighters don't get into gunfights. And most of the people that I know are the most dangerous gunfighters will tell you the best gunfight to be in is the one that doesn't occur. So carrying a gun has that fringe benefit of giving you that higher degree of awareness, which then in turn leads you to avoid trouble. And therein lies, and I mean for that's, you know. That's half the problem right there. Next thing up, more black Americans are buying guns today. More Asian Americans are buying guns today. More people that are not heterosexual are buying guns today. And that's perfectly good with me. I mean, first of all, I'm not trying to be quaint or cliched or anything. I served in the military. I was raised in the South. All I see are people. There are some people that will give in to the stereotype, no doubt about it. And when they do, I just sort of wonder why they're doing that. But then when you get out there and you look at things, it becomes one of these issues where you're saying to yourself, but this is not my experience. So you look past the stereotype. I myself, because I carry a gun, I'm looking for trouble. I'm not looking for melanin. So I suspect most of the Asians and Hispanics and black Americans, they probably are doing the same thing too, because most of them are not criminals either. So as they come on board as gun owners, in addition to the different diversities of race, creed, and religion, we're also getting, you know, we're getting business owners and entrepreneurs from, you know, all backgrounds, all walks of life. We are beginning to mirror the population of the United States. Some organizations are checking this out. There's some with some gun rights organizations, I don't understand why they don't have more outreach. But once again, I'm not in charge of nothing, so it doesn't matter what I really think. I bring that up whenever I can. But the great thing about it is it's happening on its own, this diverse group. And here's the problem for the anti-gunners. A lot of their talking points just got squashed. Just got squashed. As they attempt to make more and more people fit into whatever little niche they're trying to fit them into. Because everybody's got to be a victim. We got to find something, someplace where you fit. So you can be a victim. Except I'm not going to be a victim. Not a willing victim. There's no guarantee that carrying a gun makes me invulnerable to any sort of an attack, but I have options. I have options, and because I'm aware, well, that's helpful. So, we're in a pretty good place. We're in a pretty good place. They can't do very much to us federally right now. Of course, that doesn't stop Biden. Biden's always looking for a workaround. He'll tell you right to your face, I don't think it's constitutional, I don't think I can do it, but we're going to try it anyway. Does that sound like a leader to you? Does that sound like a leader? But as all of these different groups come into the gun owners group, think about what they're taking back to their communities. The stories and the accounts of what they're doing. And that spreads this phenomena. So I think this is superb. It is one of the best things I've seen happen within the gun owning community, within the gun culture. This is nothing but a plus. If you're for freedom, I guess it is. Yeah, if you're for freedom, it's a plus. If you're a gun grabber, this is horrible. This is terrible. Horrible. Got hour number three inbound, and we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten again, because I haven't been getting my normal dose of Mr. Weingarten, so he'll be joining us again in the next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Nationwide, ammo is in short supply. Mantis X lets you train from home without the cost of ammunition. Mantis X is a training accessory designed to fit your handgun or rifle. It tracks the movement of your weapon, providing real-time info regarding shooting trends. Mantis X gives you real-time feedback to become a better shooter and build confidence. Go to MantisX.com.
Mantis X. Real-time precision, feedback, and results.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.